Audio Evolution presents The Botany of Desire, A Plant's Eye View of the World by Michael Pollan. Read by Scott Brick. From my parents, who never doubted, or if they did, never let it show, and my grandfather, with gratitude. Introduction: The Human Bumblebee. The seeds of this book were first planted in my garden, while I was planting seeds, as a matter of fact. Sowing seed is pleasant, desultory, not terribly challenging work. There's plenty of space left over for thinking about other things while you're doing it. On this particular May afternoon, I happened to be sowing rows in the neighborhood of a flowering apple tree that was fairly vibrating with bees. And what I found myself thinking about was this. What existential difference is there between the human being's role in this or any garden and the bumblebees? If this sounds like a laughable comparison, consider what it was I was doing in the garden that afternoon. Disseminating the genes of one species and not another. In this case, a fingerling potato instead of, let's say, a leek. Gardeners like me tend to think such choices are our sovereign prerogative. In the space of this garden, I tell myself, I alone determine which species will thrive and which will disappear. I'm in charge here, in other words, and behind me stand other humans still more in charge. The long chain of gardeners and botanists, plant breeders, and, these days, genetic engineers who selected, developed, or bred the particular potato that I decided to plant. Even